Hello and welcome to Once Upon a Time in the Muirton. I'm Barney Black and this is the second of three episodes in a school trilogy that we have recorded, capturing the memories and the hopes for the kids in two schools that are going to become one school. So the first episode was with kids from Balhousie, or if like me, you'll have known it as Northern District Primary. This is the second episode. This is with kids from the North Muirton Primary School. And the third one will be a coming together of the kids from both schools at the brand new Riverside Primary, which is in the same space next door, literally, to the existing primary school. More about Riverside in the next episode. The memories that I've got, and I think Dunks has got, about North Muirton really is more about the fact that North Muirton opened in 1977, so kids from North Muirton before that would come to Northern District, and the buses, they would have a school bus which would drop them off at the gates at the Balhousie Street side of the playground and get picked up there on the way home at night. In the August of 1977, they went to their own school in North Muirton, and so things changed. The North Muirton Primary, not too long ago, celebrated its 40th anniversary just before the decision was made to close that school, close Balhousie Primary, and build a new state-of-the-art school fit for kids, pupils, and the community in the 21st century. I just want to say thank you very much to everybody that took part in this episode. So you all did brilliantly, and it was a real pleasure being able to spend time with you and listening to your thoughts. So thank you to Mason, to Lexi, Lily, Holly, Millie, Ruben, Isabella, Steph, who was one of the adults, Kimberly, Mandy, who was another one of the adults, Harper, Ivy, Sophia, Ethan, Marie, another adult, and Ollie. You were all great, and you really, really helped shape another fab wee episode for the podcast. And it was great having Steph, Mandy and Marie there getting an adult's perspective about the changes that they'd seen and were going to experience going through with the North Muirton Primary closing and the Riverside Primary being where everybody was heading towards. Because changes, like it was for myself and Dunks and everybody else that had a connection with Northern District and Balhousie, the connections are just as strong for the people connected with North Muirton Primary School. And that came through on this particular episode. So that's it. Really hope you enjoy this. Like I said, it's part two of a wee trilogy. The third part will be with you very shortly. All I can say is happy listening. Enjoy. Okay, Rick, thank you everybody for being here this afternoon. My name's Barney. And I, along with my friend Dunks, we do a podcast called Once Upon a Time in the Muirton, which is up the hill over the other side of the grammar school, where we both grew up. And both Dunks and I went to Northern District, which is Balhousie, which is closing, which is joining North Muirton to go to Riverside. So I did a little session with some of the kids there last week, which was great. And now it's your turn. So that's why I'm here. And that's where this little chat that we're going to have will end up. But it's really for you guys, it's because you're in quite a unique position. Because you're the last ones to be able to say that you went to this school. You can say you were the last kids that went to North Muirton Primary. Nobody else will be able to say that. Folk can say they went here, but they can't say they were the last ones to go here. So that's pretty special. I went to Northern District from 1975 to 82, so P1 to P7. During my first 2 years, P1 and P2, we had kids there that would come from North Muirton on a school bus, and they would take them up to the Balhousie Street gates, drop them off, pick them up and take them home again. Then in primary three, they all vanished because they came here. Mm-hmm. And that was 77, 78, some odd, I think.
77.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the August 77.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My sister was in primary one.
Was she?
Yeah, thank you.
Right, okay. So, that means I'm older than the school. So, your school, this school, is younger than I am. It's probably in better nick as well. So what I wanted very quickly to do.
I just dawned on you.
So anyhow, we're just going to go around very quickly. Just your first name, what primary you're in, and we'll get to know you all. I've got a list of names, but and I won't remember all your names in this little session, but it'll help me when I listen back to remember who was saying what when I finish off doing the editing. Does that sound all right? Mm-hmm. And the other thing that I need you all to do, which sometimes you might get asked to be quiet, I want you to speak loudly and clearly because we're recording right now. Okay? And it'll pick up your voices, but the louder you are and the clearer you are, the better it'll come across. Yeah? What else do you need to know? I don't mind if you speak over each other some of the time, but most of the time, if we can hear one voice when we're going through the memories that you've got, that again will help people hear you nice and clearly as to what you're saying. But if you want to jump in, feel free. This is to be your, this is your podcast. This isn't for me. This is for you guys and for other people to share. That sound okay? Mm-hmm. Excellent. So we will start with you. What's your name? What primary?
Listen, and I'm in PC4.
Thank you, Nathan.
Lexi, and I'm in primary 6.
Excellent. Lily, and I'm in primary 6.
Yeah.
Holly, and I'm in primary 4.
Nellie, and I'm in primary 3-4.
Isabella, and I'm in primary 3-4.
Ruben, and I'm in primary 4-5.
Kimberly,
primary 6.
Well,
hang on. Hey! Kimberly, you jumped in there. That's okay. That's okay. But you're quiet in the corner.
I can be in any primary you want.
What years were you here, Steph?
I haven't been here forever.
What primaries were you here? What year?
1 to 7, right? Nursery to 7, actually.
And what year was that?
87 to 95.
Excellent. And Kimberly?
I'm I'm Mandy, I'm Holly's mum, and I was here from primary 1 to 4, and
I think
83, I think, 83 and 84, I started here. Whatever age of us, I was 5 anyway, yeah. Probably 78, so I'm not right.
My name's Harper, and I'm in primary 4-5.
Yeah.
Ivy, primary 3.
Thank you, Ivy.
Sophia, primary
3. He's in P6.
I'm Mary, I'm Ethan's mum, and I was here P1 to P7, 1978 to 1985.
All the P6.
Excellent, excellent. So you all know who each other is, and that's great. So I see you've done some prep for this, which will make a lot of what we're going to do for easy. What I plan to do is I'm just going to kind of pick someone to give us an answer, the memory, and then we'll just go around in the circle, and then I'll pick somebody else and we'll go around in the circle. So you all got a chance to say bits and pieces. That sound all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that works all. Remember, speak up loudly. This isn't about being shy and bashful. You're all here because you've got stuff to share, and I really want to hear it, and the people, when they get the podcast, they'll love to hear what you share as well. So the first one is about this school. So this is about your memories for this school and what you might miss the most. And we'll start here, because that makes it nice and simple for me. So what are you going to miss the most about North Newton Primary?
I will miss all the classes and what the school looks like.
Yeah, all the classes. You've been through them. What primary are you in again?
Primary
3-4. 3-4, so you've been through a few classes already. Excellent. What would you miss?
I'll miss all the primary 7s, like all my primary 7 friends that are just going to leave.
Oh, because they're moving up to the grammar or maybe other high schools.
And I'm going to miss them all.
Okay. What primary are you going into?
I'm going into primary 7.
Okay. Okay, so you're in a composite P7. P7. Okay.
I will miss all my friends in P7.
Same reasons?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that's different. We never had composites when I was at school. So when I went to Northern, there were 20 classrooms in that school, 10 upstairs, 10 downstairs. And do you know where St. Ninian's primary is?
Yeah.
That was an annex. Do you know what an annex is?
No.
The building that was used to support the space that we didn't have in one school, so they would have some of the kids that would have probably gone to Northern and couldn't because there was no space. So there was enough kids to actually send them down there. So there was 3 primaries each year when Dunks was at the Northern. So he spent 2 years down at St. Ninian's because there wasn't enough room for him and other kids at the Northern. So, yeah, I understand that. Missing your friends. You'll keep in touch.
Yeah.
You've all got digital technology nowadays. We've got a phone box in the corner. What are you going to miss? What do you think?
Are you going to miss in school?
I'll miss all the classrooms.
What will you miss about them?
Just as they were.
Yeah.
I miss all the really nice assemblies and all the really kind teachers and all the really kind children and the teachers who have taught me everything I need.
That's brilliant. That's right. I'm going to come back and ask you about what your best learning experiences are, but that's good to know.
Probably just the classrooms.
Yeah? What's it about the classrooms? You're talking a lot about the classrooms. What do you like about them? The space? Is it the way that these are?
Just the way that they are.
Yeah.
Probably because
they've
been in another classroom because
it's
quite open.
It's open plan.
Yes. Talking to the French through.
And
then
I'm
trying to be in the new school, it's not open plan.
Mm-hmm. Is it not? I'm not.
Well, that's going to be strange.
It's
my sister used to go wandering.
Yes.
Didn't like what her teacher was teaching us.
I'll go in this class.
See what's
happening
in there. They're all like. I've got a friend in another classroom, they'll both go to the sink at the other bit.
Oh,
so
they'll hear me blather. I understand that now, so you've got that movement and a flexibility. That's interesting. Steph, what about you? What do you miss of Northmuirton Primary as being a kid?
Just the, I suppose, the memories this place made for myself and many others. There's most of my happy childhood memories involve this building.
Yes.
So yeah, a lot of happy. I love coming here as a child. This was my best friend still now is my best friend from here.
Oh,
so you know, to have that stall at the age I'm at is nice. So
that's
yeah,
nice.
I miss a lot
from
here. So
nice one. And obviously you've come here and after work. Work as well. So there's
exactly.
Something about it which draws you back.
Yeah, definitely
draws you
in. Yeah, Emily. Yeah, I think it's like all the memories, cause I've got so many memories here. It's not gonna be hard, but it's gonna be pretty difficult just like going to a new school since I've been here for 6 years, and it's gonna be quite hard. But I'm also excited as well, so there's a bar of nervous anxiety, all mixed up with Riverside, but I'm
also
quite excited for it.
Are you P6 going
into
P7?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Just think these are going to be the first senior ones in that
mm-hmm.
school,
the
year
7 Yeah.
That's a big thing.
Be interesting, because I've not spoken to you. I've actually got a few friends myself who were here when it was 1977, when it first opened. I've not asked them about what it felt like coming from Northern District or which other
yeah.
schools that they came here from, because you're going through that now.
Mm-hmm.
That's it's come full circle, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You're now going to a new school.
I was only here Primary 1-4. I moved to St Ninians, but I remember one thing I do remember is the Primary 1 teacher, Mrs Clasford. Remember that?
Oh, I remember that name.
Mm-hmm. She was just a great teacher. You never got a row from her, she just was the, you knew what went to toe the line with her, but she was just lovely, and that's my memory, and lasting memory. I'm proud, and like Steph says, my best friend now is who I met in Primary 1 here.
That's brilliant.
And still to this day, my best friend, so.
That's a proper friendship.
You do get friends, that's it.
Yeah.
Teacher you had sounds like Miss Ferguson.
Yeah,
you're
right enough.
Yeah, sounds like Mrs.
Ferguson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
I want to miss like all the memories, like all the memories that I made in nursery, like all the memories that I made, because it's going to be a wee bit tricky for me, like making new friends with Berlhousie at the new school.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure you will make new friends,
yeah,
so I'm sure that you'll be able to do that. No problem at all. Now then, nice and loud.
I'll miss the classrooms.
Yeah, I miss the classrooms as well. That's been a really popular one, missing the classrooms. It must be the way that they're designed and how you can interact with each other. Yeah.
Yeah. I miss the tables and chairs.
Somebody at Northern said that last week, they'll miss the tables and chairs. Why were you, what's the reason behind that, do you think? Yeah, just like them. They're just perfect. They're just the right size and the right shape.
Yeah.
Excellent.
It's also just because these were the old Primary 1 chairs as well. Because
mm-hmm.
these were blue,
right. Yeah.
And then we used to use these for like Primary 1. And then the other ones that some people are sitting on, they have like more back support on them.
Yeah. Oh, I can see that now, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
like,
yeah.
That has more back support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's funny if you guys noticed that, eh?
I know.
Oh,
the designers are not missed.
No.
I'll miss having the two separate schools and actually knowing where I'm going.
Right, I'm fine.
That'll be a big thing. I think we'll all be like that, Ethan,
for a while. I'm just
be the only one. No, I'm just going to miss the familiarity of the place. Mm-hmm. With being here, and then I've had at least one child here for the last 15 years, so it's just, I know exactly where I'm going.
Yeah, the familiarity is quite important.
Yeah.
I mean, it's quite how change is inevitable. We experience it in so many different ways, and we adapt quicker than we probably realise, but
it's just being
constant. Get really comfortable in a space.
Yeah, because we moved into North Newton when I was born, so this has always been...
So this is the constant thing.
So
I don't know what's happening to this. Is this just getting demolished?
Isn't this going to be the playground?
Yeah.
Are they going to bring it down in the summer holidays? Space?
Yeah, because this is just going to be the playground.
Well, you'll all know how it's changed around here, even just subtly, the swings and the shops and the spots and stuff. You know, because I lived in Lewis Place, but didn't move there until about 1988. So all my friends and I were out of school by then as well. As sorry, on you go. Yes, young man.
Imagine playing a game of footy in your old classroom. How sad is that?
Well, can you imagine buying your shopping in the old football ground?
I know.
So you know what Asda is?
That
used to be Newton Park. And the centre circle, do you know where the taxis sit at the side of Asda's?
That's
roughly where the centre circle was, where they used to kick off. Just in case you were wondering. But you're right, it's strange when you think about it, and after the summer, you'll be kicking a ball. Is it going to be a multi-use area? Is that the plan? Yeah,
multi-use
area.
You'll finally be running in your classroom.
You will be. You'll be allowed to run in your classroom. You can virtually imagine that.
Yay! I'm going to miss the big playground.
Right. I'm sure it'll be a decent size.
Decent size when it's not there. It's going to be big.
You've got, is it mainly grass around here?
Yeah. And then in Bell House it's just like concrete.
It's solid concrete.
So it's like good having a mixture.
Yeah,
you'll have a bit of a mixture.
You won't hurt yourself.
It'll be that bouncy. I guess the new surface will be quite a bouncy one as well, where there's no grass. Superb. Speaking of games and such, let's talk about games. Let's talk about, what's your favourite games that you play at school? Let's start. Oh, hands up. You go first, then we'll come this way towards me.
My favourite one is probably, I like Indoor the Hallway. I really like it because like all of the things which the dinner ladies normally just use are normally out, and we just use them as hiding places and for paintball.
Ah, paintball. Wow. And is that the space behind the dinners?
No, because like they leave out... Like, where you empty your lunch, there's, like, a place in
there. Big bins.
Go in there.
Not allowed to go in there.
No.
Shh, we'll not tell, will we? What game do you like to play?
I like playing football corners.
Mm-hmm. I like football. Big football fan. What about you?
The favourite game that I like to play, every time we have extra time in our classroom, we get to play Heads Down, Thumbs Up and...
Heads down, thumbs up. Now, I'm sure I'd play that.
Yeah,
I'm
not playing it.
Head to the edge of the table.
Everyone does that. I also see people like when they're doing that. I can just see them like peeking through their arm and
that. So, tell me, what's the rules for heads down, thumbs up?
You're meant to put your head flat on the table, close your eyes, and have
or you can just like
people cheat
and somebody will go round. And then put your thumbs down, and you have to guess who it was. So the way you cheat is put your head at the edge of the table and see their shoes.
And then
the person
stands
in front of the class, did you pick them up?
Yeah.
And then
you'd be a feet doing it.
Well, that's it.
And if you cheat, you can just look at their feet.
Yeah.
I'm walking around the classroom like saying, who am I going to pick? But when I pick someone, I keep talking and pretending I'm walking, so they think that I'm not picking them.
What I do, instead of using my finger, I use like a ruler or like a pencil. And I try and like put my feet away from them. So
try and
I
reach across.
See. Yeah, and just like...
Well. So heads down, thumbs up, obviously a popular game. What about, what game do you like?
I really enjoy Meteor Ball in PE.
Meteor Ball? Is that like dodgeball?
No, so like... You have four corners, and then you have like a giant ball, and you try hit it.
It's like volleyball
in their corner. Yeah, but there's not like a net.
Yeah. You just have to like keep it up.
Yeah. What about you?
I like hula hoop a lot. So you get these hula hoops and you make like a hut and then you. It's like it's basically dodgeball as well, and you try and knock down the huts and like get people out at the same time.
You have like guards and that.
Yeah, you get two guards at each one.
Brilliant. How about you, Yamsan?
I like to play hula hoop too because like. I don't know, I just like playing it.
Hula hoop. I must try and get it. Yeah, definitely. What do you like to play?
I most like to play paintball or dodgeball. That's probably one of my favourite games from P1 to P7.
I'm really intrigued in this paintball, because when I think of paintball, it's a really violent game.
No, basically what you do is you get like mats and like kind of like things to hide behind or something, and then you get like benches and chairs, and then you get I think you get like five balls at each each team, and then you like try and hit people out. Not actual people.
This is a pretty forward thinking school. Right?
When the Wiley said we're playing paintball, I was like, where's the guns, Miss Riley?
The pellets in your armour. What games did you like to play at school?
I liked to do it when it was coming up to the sports time, when they used to do the high jump in the hall. Because there was no way you were going to get hurt, because there was mats everywhere. Being very tall, I wasn't very good at it. It was still good fun just throwing yourself over.
Hide and seek in the school, because...
Yeah,
hide
and seek's great.
We should just go through the classrooms and like hide. Since we have three classrooms in the P67 area, we sometimes, if like other classes are gone, we just like play hide and seek around and like it's like a massive space. So.
Brilliant. We played hide and seek. We
MG hid in a cupboard and. Miss Robertson's class, and Miss Robertson's class came back and she shouted, "Get out my cupboard!"
It was Yusuf, right? Connor hid him in the
I once hid under the sink in one of the cabinets, and I had someone, so basically I went in, it was me, another Lexi and Sky, and I had to go in first, and I told Sky to push in the boxes so they wouldn't suspect me to be there, and then Lexi and Sky went in the other cabinet, and we won.
And you were still there the next day.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Yes.
I'll play rock, paper, scissors, tricks, and then you can just play in the classroom even though you're not allowed.
Rock, paper, scissors. Do you say rock, paper, scissors, hook?
Yeah, rock, paper.
Hook's an additional one. Okay. I've never played rock, paper, scissors. That's intriguing, so you've added to it. Okay, that makes it even more complicated. Brilliant. Just on the hide and seek before we come to you is, do you remember 40-40?
No.
That was our hide and seek. So basically, you count to 40, but the den was where the seeker would be.
Uh-huh.
And the seeker would go and catch people and bring them to the den. And I think whoever was able to get to the den, if it wasn't being guarded, it would say 40-40, the game would start again.
Yeah, I think I do, now that you say that. Because you weren't hidden for
ages.
Not playing man.
Well, it's kind of like Man Hunt. It was, remember British Bulldog?
Oh, aye.
I'm dangerous here. You came home with, skin.
How many times you got to be played at one lunchtime and the next day, right? Nobody's playing British Bulldog.
Yeah, you can imagine that at an all under concrete. One second. What games?
Paintball
as well. Excellent. That's a big favourite. What do you want to say?
I also like playing Fire in the Jungle, where it's like you have to line up and then you're given an animal, and if the tiger says the animal that you are, you have to run across the field, but
don't get caught.
Yeah, don't get, can't get.
Is the tiger trying to catch you?
Yeah. And then you become a tree, and then you try to tag.
It's like Red Red River.
But you can't move.
Right, so you stand still, and you should try and catch them as other people go past. That makes sense. It's also a lot of fun.
I also like Chicken or Hero. It's you probably might have heard of Chicken or Hero. It's a game where there's two catchers, and one of the catchers says someone's name, and they go, Chicken or Hero. If they do a hero, then they have to run past the catchers,
But if they do tricking, then everyone has to run past the catchers. And if the hero actually is able to run past the catchers, everyone else gets like a
free pass.
Glory, that's a great game. What game?
My favourite games to play is probably Who Stole My Keys and Who Stole My Keys was my favourite game when I was in nursery, because we used to go at the back and we used to, like, there were so many of us, everybody got a shot.
I think I know what that might be. I've never heard of it. But
it's basically someone stands in the middle, someone like has their legs crossed and shuts their eyes, and the teacher gets their keys and they put it behind them, and the teacher picks someone to steal the keys, and say Mason was one, like he would steal the keys and put it behind them, and everybody would need to put their hands behind their back, and then we would all say who, and then the person would say who stole my keys, and then the catcher only got 3 lives to pick, and if you didn't get it, you need to shout. I got the keys, and it was so fun.
That sounds like quite a tough game for the catcher. Only 3 goals. Very good. What do you remember?
I can't remember.
I do have a lot, but probably. Actual birthday bulldogs, actually. I like birthday bulldogs a lot. And Who Stole My Keys was actually a primary 2 memory that I did in primary 2. Yeah. And it was a real memory of that one. But, yeah.
You play any of those, it sounds a lot of fun. Yeah.
I don't remember any games. I just played football.
Football?
Constantly.
That's fine, that's a good game.
Who Stole My
Gas
Tubes? That's all I did.
Plenty of space for it.
Football, paintball, or dodgeball. Any of those 3.
Excellent. You have good choices. A good selection to choose.
Football corners. Football in it. And probably I also like Red Rover. Kind of like birthday build-up, but except you like Red Rover, we send, for example, Ivy over, and then they have to run.
They have to try and break the hands.
Yeah, exactly.
So, for example, if we were to hold hands,
yeah,
then someone would say, Red Rover, we send...
Holly, and she's got
to try and break her hand, and if she doesn't, then she joins
our team, and if she does, then she goes back to her team.
Mm-hmm. Well, so that can be quite a physical game as well. Yeah. Yep.
I also like Kind of 13. Basically, you all go round in a circle, and then you go. You can say up to 3 numbers. So I can just say 1, 2, 3.
4, 5, 6.
And whoever gets to 13, they're out.
Oh, nice.
So you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Someone could say 7, and then whoever gets to 13, they're out. And most of the people in our class have a mental breakdown over when they're
Yes.
And one of my other favorite games was it was kind of like birthday bulldog, but someone would lie on the ground, and then they would pretend to be a crocodile, and then someone would stand behind them, and the crocodile would the army crawl, they would try and get the person with it, and there was 2 people on a side, one on this side and one on the other side, and you used to crawl like that to try and get the other person.
Brilliant.
So, you would say their birthday, March or December or something, and whoever was that, they could try and jump over the crocodile screen. They could stand up or either lie down, they've got a choice.
Brilliant.
So fun.
Yeah, it sounds a lot of fun. Last point in the game, go on.
The game I like to play, and it's in PE, it's like a game where everybody hides. There's one person who stands in the middle. They cannot move.
Camouflage.
And you cannot move. And you have to try and look for people. And if I said Ruben's name, he has to come out of where he hides and stuff. And you have to say random stuff. I'll give you 10 seconds to move and make an animal noise or scream as loud as you can.
So you get to tell people what to do whenever they're hiding.
Some of the tigers cheat though, that's the thing. They can just say random names.
They don't do it the part of the game. Most people were hiding with their friends, once they get caught, they run over to that person and tell them where their friends are, and then the person shouts their name, but Miss Wiley
stands where they are, and she can't see them, so she's like, where are they hiding? And their friend tells them where they're hiding, and the person acts like they know where they're hiding, and they, like, imagine Holly was behind a tree, and the person would go behind the tree.
Yeah, but there was a big tree in the playground, and people hide right behind it, like I did today because we were playing it. I hid behind it, and then someone was hiding behind it with me. They got caught, and then they said 5 seconds to move, and I ran to the woods. Someone was there hiding with me again, and then they got caught, and they told the person who I was, and I was out.
Oh, I guess that's the fun of the game, isn't it?
There's like, next to the fence, it's like down, then there's a hill going back up. So
most just lie down.
They just lie down on the bed at the bottom, and then
people go behind
the building side. They run like there's this big, you know, the wall like this one here. Like there's a big like line beside it, and there's like two beds, and you hide between this one. Like people hide behind it. And then they win the game.
Making it difficult.
I usually jump into the jaggy bush up there. I did
the jaggy bush.
And then
determined to win it.
There's like an entry, and you like go through it. Sometimes people get jagged. And
everybody
so
hangs
through it. And there's another bit, like the end bit where people come out. But you can go through that way. That is the sort of way. You keep getting jagged and jagged.
Half the time I'm coming home with about 20 scratches on me.
The other ones,
one time. Playing hard and
I've got a scar right here. Like
you're more room for the games. Right, we're going to move on. Because the contest, we've only got 20 minutes left. So that's all we need. So, you're here to learn things, I'm sure. You've learned a few things over the years, whether it's been one or two or six or seven that you're at. So I'd love to be able to share with people what's one of your best learning experiences. What's been the most fun learning experience? What is it that you can think of? And we will start over here.
We were learning about plants, and we grew a plant without soil.
Growing a plant without soil? What plants was it? Do you remember?
Was it a cress?
Might have been
cress.
Yeah,
it was cress.
Yeah.
Cress.
We'll go... clockwise, what do you mean clockwise? This way.
Painting with the like tip of the brush.
Well, I could do very fine strokes.
Yeah.
Very fine lines.
I like learning about like the solar system so much that I got a telescope and when we went to the ice rink for curling.
Brilliant. Solar system. Is that a thing you bought on the solar system?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is solar system.
Can you remember the order of the planets?
It's space.
Oh.
Can you remember the order of the planets?
Yeah.
Mercury,
Venus,
Earth, Mars.
Alright, let's you start again. Give us the first one.
Mercury.
Yep. Then the third one.
Earth.
I can't remember.
Earth, Mars.
Yeah.
God,
yeah. Yeah, it's brilliant. Brilliant. So, but it's fascinating. You got a telescope as well, so you look at the moon and stuff.
And look for different planets, eh?
It's amazing.
It's been really good. With
you still do it, Ethan?
You can still see the lining up of some of the planets.
Oh, yeah,
that
he's got
all the stuff on his phone and he looks it all up and we're looking at it. It's brilliant, eh? I'm a bit obsessed now as well, to be fair.
Yeah, it's just fascinating, all those things. What have you liked about?
In P5, I used flint and steel with my class. It was brilliant. We all started fires and that. It was so good.
To see how it was worked and how they did it in days gone by. Yeah, it's amazing what you can do with simple pieces of stone and flint.
Mm-hmm.
What did you enjoy?
When in P3, we went to the farm and we got to learn all about the animals.
And if you're
that was fun.
Yeah,
it was so fun.
When we got to go on the bus, I don't know why that was my favourite.
A bus journey can be lots of fun.
Was that fun, Andrew?
Yeah, we were all there. It was
P4.
P2.
You were P2.
We could debate which classes were there then. Right. What learnings have you enjoyed?
Basically the same as
We started fires and we learned how to stay safe in the woods.
Oh, very good. A little bit of outdoor experience.
And we like had these like liquids and it like heals like wounds and stuff.
All right, okay. Sounds like witchcraft.
My most memorable learning is my writing has got much better and I wrote a poem in P4 that was published.
Lovely. Where was it published?
It was in this book.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
It was,
It was like...
It was like
what was
the poem about?
It was like about animals,
peculiar pets. So that's what the book was called, Peculiar Pets.
That's good to know. Well done. Keep writing poetry. It's a wonderful thing to do. Writing is a lovely thing.
In P3, Mr. Scott got to teach us and we got to pair up with partners and stuff in P3 and we got to pair up and we had to protect the eggs and stuff. We had to like get stuff and then we had to try and try protect the eggs and before we did the job, me and my partner one broke, so we had to get another one. And we named the other one Nick number two.
That's quite fascinating.
My most memorable learning was when we went to a farm to go learn about animals.
Which animals did you learn about?
We learned about chickens, pigs. Cows, pigs.
We learned about goats.
Sheep. That was all alpacas and
turtles. Alpacas as well.
What was it called?
Baby chick. Oh god, goats.
Yeah,
goats. It was goats.
Highland cow. We were learning about them as well.
Yeah, we were learning about
Highland cow.
Lots of animals. Brilliant. What's been one of your best learning experiences?
One of my best learning experiences when we learned about the Lighthousekeeper, mm-hmm. the book, and then we got to do this really fun activity when we got to like put the eggs in a basket, attach them to a string, and then we had to peel them without the egg falling out onto the paper basket, and then if it falls out, then
yes.
Yep.
Brilliant. What's been one of your experiences you've enjoyed?
Probably when I was in P3 and then we were learning so hard work, but when Miss Dempsey went off sick, Mr. Scott made us do so much easy work.
I know, we got to try chocolates.
I was in P3 at the time, and we got to do so easy work, and once we were finished, we got to play with mostly everything in the class.
Yeah. Well, you could
learn
a lot.
And I got to do activities.
And it was like 5 second drill for me. I just went right through it. Because I wanted to get playing with the magnets which Dempsey got us.
Magnets are good fun.
Mine was probably like outdoor, and it's not like Ollie and Lexi's. It was like something else. It was like I got to go like skiing, I got to go like canoeing and all that, and it was actually like really fun, did a lot of fun stuff on my outdoor ed, so that's really one of my favorites.
Yeah, there was two different groups.
Oh yeah, my sister does that.
We went to Belmont. Me and some like other people, and then the other group went to just like skiing and stuff. Right. And then and then everyone went to Belmont after, and then not long ago we went to Willowgate.
Oh, Willowgate's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My memory of this might be, my son, well, I've had four children that's went from nursery to P7 here. And my son, who's now 18 this year, we went to Belfast, a Titanic experience.
Wow.
That's one of my favourite memories for here, because it was Mrs. Robertson had me ending myself because she was sick in the boat.
That's an amazing
fact. You could see her face and everything. She just made my day. That was excellent, that trip. I think I've done it again, have they?
No.
That was really good. Yeah. And a good learning experience for the kids as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It definitely was.
Mrs. Robertson always does really good talking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's my memory of learning.
She's a really, she's really fun.
She did Phileas Fogg around the world in 80 days. And Mrs. Allison came in, who was a parent at the time, but works here as well. She came in and did cooking with us for like Italy, India, things like that.
Wow.
She's really fun.
Really good fun.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, it was all these topics and stuff.
Yeah.
Were really good.
Yeah, they're attentive. We're all right. What's been yours?
Mine was when we were baking, and art club,
Miss Allison did this like art club and she got the truth to call. And then the baking, Miss McLeod got the she chose people who were like finished their like work and they got like a treat. They all got a make hang it, and the first group was me, my best friend Aaron, Ross, and I think it was Darcy. So we all got to make cupcakes. And we put icing and like sugar on them.
Oh, we're all like cupcakes.
And we got to eat them, no one else did.
Right.
So when we baked, we only got to eat them.
Our
pudding. Didn't Miss Cassidy have like a bowl and she had to pick and like pictures that could be had pictures and stuff. She had
put her hand
in the thing and whoever she popped up was thing. And I think we all got to try like a half of a cupcake, but I think you got a whole cupcake.
Oh,
we got
yeah.
a half cupcake.
Half or a whole for all tasty cupcakes. Quickly.
I remember one time, I think it was in primary five or something, we made a couscous salad.
Oh, I love couscous. I'm a big
like,
couscous fan.
Oh, yeah,
fan.
That was huge.
Yeah. So basically, we just made obviously the couscous, and we had like different bowls
yeah.
with like different things that we wanted, and then everyone got like one or two cups, it depends if they liked it or not, and then we just put whatever, which ones we want, and
like peppers and
yeah,
yeah
I also got onions because I love onions.
Very tasty.
I love
what
does
this
So couscous is a grain, I think, and it's when you buy it, you put it in a bowl, some hot water, and it expands a tiny little bit, but it softens up, and then you mix it with salad, vegetables, meat, whatever. Very popular in places like Morocco, African kind of dishes. But it's lovely to use in the different ways. We're very, very close to our finishing time, so I want to get one quick thing for you. You talked about what you're going to miss. What do you think is going to be the same or is closely being the same when you go to the next school? So I'm just going to go really quickly, and you're all going to get a chance to say this, but we'll be as quick as we can as we go around, and we'll start. This hand went up first, I think. So let's just go rapidly around. What's going to stay the same when you go to Riverside Primary?
The rules.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. The rules. The rules are good. They give you structure.
The things that I'm going to say stay the same are the school values. Ready for learning, safe and kind and respectful for everything, and just safe.
The school values. That's good to have a set of values that you can recognise each other by, yeah?
Hopefully my friends.
Hopefully your friends. I'm sure you'll keep your friendships. For you, are you going across? Why?
I'll be there. That'll stay the same for me. That's my sidekick making that noise. just my job will stay the same.
Yeah.
The kids and all the fun and the
adults.
Fun and the parents.
Yeah.
The fun will still remain the same.
Good.
The fun
good.
That we all have.
I'm guessing like Wednesday may be a little bit different, but it will still be like I'm guessing the same like activity and what we do in sports team will still be the same, but just with different pupils and all that.
Different pupils in different equipment,
different space. Same for me, I'll be going over as a chairperson of the parent council. I don't know for how long.
Wow.
But we'll see.
That'd be good. That'd be interesting to get the parents the school council thoughts as well once the school opens and how it's kind of evolves and becomes a reality rather than what's going to be.
Amalgamating the two,
kind of
so to
see.
Brilliant. What would be the same is all my friends and all the tables and chairs.
Tables and chairs again. Brilliant.
Tables and chairs won't be the same.
Good, see that again?
The people.
The people. Yes, a lot of people will be the same, definitely.
I think the colour one will be the same.
Colours. You've got a school colour, haven't you? You've got
the
a school colour.
Friends,
yeah. You?
Getting up in the morning to put them across the
table. What would say the same for you, do you think?
Probably just the fun in general as well. So
fun's important at school. You've got to enjoy school. It's a great time. You need to look back on it and reflect. I think, like you said, Steph, it's one of those times that means a lot in hindsight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The playground?
No, you're certainly going to have a playground that'll have a new space, but yeah, that's definitely going to be there.
Either getting annoyed that my mum woke me up at like 7 in the morning to wake up from school, or probably just like the fun activities that we still do at this school.
Yeah, they'll go across, all the fun stuff will follow you.
Everything that will stay the same is my friends and my learning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. And your poetry writing.
Yeah.
I think we'll stay the same as like all the teachers that are around and stuff.
Teachers,
yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
Possibly
new teachers.
Everything that will stay the same is the kindness and the respectfulness.
That's good to hear. Kindness and respectfulness. That's a nice way to kind of bring this wee session to a close, nearly to a close, because I want you to do one wee thing for me, if that's okay to ask you for. Class gets dismissed. I want you to be quite loud. And I want you to, just for the end of this particular podcast, I want everybody to know that you are North Newton Primary, yeah? So I just want you to say together, after three, we are North Newton Primary. Yeah? Does that sound alright?
Yeah.
Yeah? After three, not on three. Okay? Okay. So one, two, three.
We are North Newton!
Sorry. Thank you very much. Give yourself a round of applause.